Hello everyone, this is Courtney Lamers here with MRA, and I'm excited to introduce our guest speaker today, Christy Hazy. She is our Everything Employee Engagement Expert. Right before we started this, she goes, let's have some fun. So I think this is going to be a good one today. The topic that we're covering is called Real Conversations, and you know, this was something I actually struggled with as an intern too, and really just having the confidence to be able to talk to managers and speak up when you need to as an intern, and kind of knowing the fine line of, you know, knowing your place, but also being able to help make an impact in the organization. So Christy, I want to start with the first question. Knowing, like, how hard is it for a new employee or a summer intern to speak up when they start a new job? And then how big of a factor is the company's culture with that?
Sure. Well, Courtney, thanks for letting me join you today. And I really love this topic. So this first question is a great foray into the topic. When we think about new employees and or new interns, I want to look at it from both sides of the conversation, the employer and the new employee or the intern. And when it comes to speaking up, how difficult is it? I think it depends upon two factors. The first is culture. I think that organizations really influence how open and collaborative they want their employees to be. From the time they post content on their careers page all the way through till people get on site. So some employers, you'll notice, send a message. They'll say, we empower our employees. We have a collaborative environment. And they advertise that. And they are really good about speaking to that during the interview. And then when you're on site, there are leaders that take you through that. They coach and encourage that collaboration. And in those instances, I think it makes it so much easier for the intern or the new employee to speak up because they can see that it's encouraged. You have your polar opposite employers who don't put anything out there about empowerment or collaboration. And then when you get on site, you're just sort of left alone. And so naturally that can create an environment of, should I speak up? Should I say anything? What am I supposed to do? And then you have the middle ground that's a mixed message. So the employer kicks this off, and I would encourage employers, managers, to think about what do you want your message to be? Really, what is your culture? Then the other factor is personality. Admittedly, there are some of us that when we start, we're extroverted, and it's very easy for us to connect with new people and to speak our mind. We're just naturally comfortable that way. Then there are others of us that are introverted, and we're more contained and more observational based, and we need to be coaxed a little bit to speak our mind. It's not that we're not interested, it's that we might just be a little bit slower to do it. So I think those two things, culture and personality, really play into the mix. So from the intern side of the house, think about who you are. If you are naturally extroverted, you're probably going to be effortless. But if you are introverted, I would just encourage you to sort of prepare yourself to be willing to speak up a little bit more.
So Christy, you brought up the different types of personalities, and you know, some people are more naturally shy. So I'd be curious what you think for managers that might see that in an intern or a new employee. What tips do you have for them to kind of bring them out of their shell? And then on the flip side, for people that are more naturally extroverted, what tips and suggestions do you have for those employees?
We could talk for a long time on this. I love talking about this because this is the crux of communication. And we know already that when we do surveys, communication is what people want to improve the most. So if you're the manager of a new employee or an intern, watch your intern. Look and see what they're like. So if you have somebody who is rather quiet in conversation, and maybe they don't even initiate conversation with you, then as the leader, you've got to switch into more of a facilitator mode and ask a question of them. So that if I were the manager in this situation, Courtney, and you were the employee or the intern, I would say, Courtney, tell me what you're thinking at this moment. I'd like to hear from you. And, you know, you want to do it in an inviting way. You don't want to say, what's on your mind? Or speak up. You know, you really want to encourage them to come into the conversation. Because 9 times out of 10, introverted folks are really formulating great thoughts, but they're still formulating. The flip side is extroverted folks are processing verbally. So you're getting a whole lot of stuff and you've got to wait until they get all the way through to really get the point. So by that token, if you're a manager and you're in a group setting and you have an extroverted person, then you might have to also go into facilitator mode in the opposite direction to say, great point, Courtney. Now I'd like to hear from Fred or whoever's in the room to try to temper the amount of contribution the extrovert is making. But that is very important for the manager to be able to read that situation to know how to integrate.
So I used to play basketball and volleyball, and I always had coaches that would say, confident, not cocky. So similarly, are there good ways and bad ways to go into a conversation with a leader at the organization?
I believe so. And this is purely my opinion, but I think that you should go in with a strategically measured approach. And what I mean is you're sort of walking a line. You want to respect the title of leadership, but you don't want to be submissive to it. You know, a lot of people are intimidated by a title. I don't want you to be intimidated by a title. I want you to respect the fact that this person has a title, but I want you to also respect yourself in the moment. So a lot of times in my earlier years, I would have to remind myself silently, okay, this is the CEO or this is the VP, but we're both human and we're both adults. So by default, we are on the same playing field. That enabled me to speak up. But on the flip side, you want to be strategically measured. If you're already comfortable with the fact that we're both human and we're both adults and you're not intimidated by the title, you don't want to try to overimpress. And in that, sometimes we sit with someone and we're so enamored or we want to make such a good impression that we really try to push our thoughts. So that strategically measured approach is trying to strike the balance and to think about, why am I in this conversation? And to approach the purpose of the conversation from a collaborative standpoint and try to be balanced in how much you listen and how much you talk. And for you as the intern, listening to what the leader is saying and how they're directing the conversation, how they're steering it, enables you to be a very effective participant, but still be on equal footing. So strategically measured is what I would say.
That was perfect, Christy. I think that's wonderful advice. So for people that do have the opportunity to sit down with a leader at their organization this summer, what advice do you have for them?
It's sort of what I was saying a while ago. Think about why you are sitting down with that leader. Prepare for that meeting. Sometimes it could be a very significant conversation in your career. So what is it that you're hoping to gain? And what do you think that they are hoping to gain from you? So you're just preparing for a meeting as you would any other meeting. I would refrain from saying, no matter what the business topic is that you're discussing, I would refrain from using the terms, you should do this. Because I know for a lot of leaders, simply because they are leaders, to hear someone who is in an intern position or a new hire to the company, that can be a turnoff. So I would refrain from saying that. And I also would refrain from referring back to your last organization. For some reason that I really can't articulate, I know a lot of us are turned off when we hear a lot of, well, my last organization, we did this or that. They want to hear you and your thoughts. They don't necessarily want to hear your previous organization.
So, Christy, we have all of these skilled young people here. What advice might you have for them or anyone that might encounter the situation where it's kind of their stereotypical, well, he's too young, she's too young, they're too young to understand.
I would go back to something I said a while ago. For you, I would want you to remember, as the intern and the quote young person, that you're both adults, you're both human, you're automatically on the same playing field. Not one of you is not above the other. So you are there. And I also want you to remember why you're there. Both of you are at that organization for a purpose. You were brought in for a project or a purpose. Therefore, you're important and what you say matters. The way you say it also matters. And so I would encourage you to verbalize, if you feel like you've got that person who's saying, oh, you know, you're just too young, to say, I do understand this, this, and this. Verbalize what you understand and acknowledge verbally what you don't know. Because that, anytime we do that at any stage or any age, when we can say, I don't know, that builds trust in the moment. It also builds credibility. So don't be afraid to verbalize what you do understand in this situation and what you don't understand.
Is there any way that an intern or, you know, quote unquote young person, like you said, might use their youth to their advantage?
Yes. I think that the intern stage of our career and the new employee stage every time we go to a new company. So yes, that's quote the young stage, but it's also as you go through your career, anytime you're somewhere new, these are your times to observe and be a student. So take the time to observe, learn, and evaluate before you act to make changes to where you are. Even if you were intentionally brought in to make changes, observe your surroundings. You've got time to do that. You're not brought in with, we're bringing you in for 30 years of experience. So take advantage of being new. Also, this is a perfect time to ask questions. It's easier for us to ask questions when we are new. So do take advantage of that. And also recognize that as you're coming in, you likely have skills in technology that you can teach others. And that is a wonderful exchange, knowledge for the technology skill.
Well, thank you, Christy, so much for joining us today. I know hopefully everyone here walked away with a couple of great insights. Is there anything you want to leave the interns or managers with as they go throughout their summer and are faced with new opportunities and new challenges?
I would just encourage you to, if you're the intern, be aware of your personality. If you know that you're more introverted, more contained, really focus on speaking up. Challenge yourself to do that. Raise that awareness. On the flip side, if you know that you're extroverted and you tend to dominate conversations, try to curb that a little bit so that you're more collaborative in meetings. If you're the manager, as we said earlier, observe and make sure that you're getting input from both introverted and extroverted folks. And for the interns, it is okay to admit when you don't know something and to be able to say, I don't know, but I will go find the answer, is a wonderful opportunity for you to go and learn. You will hear people throughout your career say, oh, I want more opportunities to learn and develop. But going and finding the answers to things is often the best way to learn. So have fun, enjoy the internship.
Awesome, thank you so much, Christy. Hope you all have a wonderful day and you can view the other podcasts on this link.